Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, First Class, 6th of September, 2026, Romans.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's Word. And therefore, open the Word of God this morning to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, we're in the great parenthesis, three chapters long. Romans 9, 10, and 11. Romans 9. In preparation to worship our Lord this morning, a few moments of silent prayer. Shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you for the privilege we have this morning of fellowship with you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our soul. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Intelligence and design. What happens when people see themselves as byproducts of chance, evolution, which is Satan's total lie? Evolution is the Satan's lie. And design is God's plan. The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. And he created it by speaking. And it didn't take millions and millions of years for him to create something. He's the creator of the universe. He is the living and true God. But we don't believe that in America anymore. We don't believe it around the world. And as a result, we've turned away from the living and true God. And we are believers of Satan's lie. What happens when people see themselves as byproducts of chance rather than design? What happens to their children and to their civilization? Communism happens. Communism throughout America. And whether you call it communism or socialism or Nazism, it's all the same. It's all the same. And it breeds that horrible satanic objective of anti-Semitism. Hatred for Israel. Hatred for the Jewish people. And it's sad to say we've had two main parties in America for a long time. Democratic and Republican Party. Sad to say, but the Democratic Party is the Communist Party in America. The Nazis in America. The socialists in America. And with that is their horrific anti-Semitism and hatred of the Jewish people. God has declared in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless Israel. I will curse those who curse Israel. One of the great things about our president is that he and Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, they're on the same page. Our president has made America a haven for the Jewish people. As a client nation to God, the client nation to God is to provide a haven for the Jewish people. Not anti-Semitism and hatred of the Jewish people. So what happened to their children and to their civilization? Communism happened. Totalitarianism happens. And freedom disappears. Violence increases. And that is true all over America. Purpose and meaning disappear. Romans chapter 1 verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. How does God reveal His wrath? In Romans 1, He gives people what they want. Verse 24 says, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, the lust pattern of the sin nature, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Verse 28 says, even as they did not like to retain God, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a debased mind. Without God at its foundation, human thought becomes increasingly compromised. The community's hold on reality grows inconsistent and untrustworthy. Sanity disappears. Pretend worlds become more real than the real world. And people lose the capacity to recognize and adjust to changing circumstances. And these abilities are essential, not only to our thriving, but to our survival. On October 9th, 1903, I wasn't around then. I know you think I was, but I wasn't. On October 9th, 1903, a New York Times editorial said, quote, it might be assumed that the flying machine, which will really fly, might be evolved by the combined and continuous efforts of mathematicians and mechanicians in from 1 million to 10 million years. 1 million to 10 million years. 69 days later, Orville and Wilbur Wright successfully achieved heavier-than-air flight. 1 million years compared to 69 days constitutes one of the biggest predictive misses in world history. Here's what went wrong. The writer applied to human flight the errors he had been taught concerning evolution. Satan's lie. Evolution. He reasoned that if birds required immense spans of time to develop flight, human development of airplanes would also take long periods of time. He applied the rules of evolution when he should have applied the rules of intelligent design. When you look at the universe that Jesus Christ created, you see intelligent design of a perfect God. A perfect God who has a perfect plan. He has a perfect plan for every one of you. All of you. A perfect plan. His plan is infinitely greater than your own plan. Some of you have your own plan. You think they're pretty hot. They're nothing compared to God's plan that He has for you. And we are here to execute God's plan, will, and purpose for our life. And when we do that, we will glorify God to the maximum. And that's why we're here. He applied the rules of evolution when he should have applied the rules of intelligent design. With intelligence, a moment of clarity is better than 1 to 10 million years of accidents. He failed to consider the thought and imagination of two young Dayton, Ohio bicycle shop owners, Wilbur and Orville Wright. Birds were designed. Birds were created by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so were airplanes. Human beings designed the machine that allows us to slip the surly bonds of earth. And they did it at least 1 million years sooner than the New York Times thought possible. So you see, the New York Times has been horribly bad for a long, long, long time. Romans 1:21 warns that when humans reject God, which has happened all over America, their thinking becomes futile, vain. Verse 22 says that while asserting their wisdom, they become fools. Today's world seems unhinged because it is unhinged. Cut off by its own choice from the Creator, the living and true God. Madness, chaos, and cruelty rise like a flood when minds are given over to debased foolishness. The gospel. The grace gospel. the absolute truth of eternal salvation is the best and only answer. We need to go all out to make it known. But while humanity sets itself apart from God, we should not be surprised when people say, do, and think in ways that are totally unhinged. And the thinking of Americans today is unhinged. We've turned away from the living and true God. We turned away from the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's the only hope for America. There's one hope for our nation, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope you all are praying every day that the grace gospel's given all over America, that many sons might come into glory. And I hope you are praying every day for those Christians who are living in Satan's cosmic system, trapped by their own bad decisions, and pray that God will work in their heart that they come to their senses and rebound and get back into fellowship with God. Get back into the filling of the Spirit. Get back into the spiritual life. And pray for them that they'll grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Pray for them that they will fulfill the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, which is to have virtue, love brought to completion in our heart. That fantastic motivational virtue of personal love for God the Father, which motivates that fantastic functional virtue of impersonal love for all mankind, and occupation with Jesus Christ. And if that happens, and the pivot enlarges, then we will be delivered from the fifth cycle of national discipline. If that does not happen, then we will be come under the administration of the fifth cycle of national discipline. We will no longer be a client nation to God. Now, nobody knows when the rapture is going to occur. But I do know what the tribulation is going to look like. And everything's set for the tribulation. Satan's got everything ready. There is no United States of America in the tribulation period. None. Not anywhere mentioned in the Bible about the United States of America in the tribulation. There's the King of the North, Russia, allied with Iran. There's the Kings of the East, Communist China. There's the Pan-Arabic bloc from the South. And there's the revived Roman Empire, Europe today. It's all set, and they're all evil to the core. And they're all ready. No, I don't know when the rapture's going to occur. But we're one day closer. And right now, the finger in the dam is President Trump and this administration. But we have the midterms elections coming up, and the Democrats have, they call it the big tent. They've taken in all the socialists, all the communists in, because the only thing that matters to them is power. That's all that matters to them, power. And they want to take control of the Senate and the House of Representatives. And they want to impeach our president. We're living in times when the thinking in this country, the people are totally unhinged. Virtue doesn't matter. Honor doesn't matter. Respect for the president of the United States? No, all they can do is anything that's wrong, it's the president's fault. It's his fault. It's his fault for this and that and the other thing. Attack, attack, attack. So all I know is we're one day closer to the end of the church age and the rapture. And I know that more than any time in our nation's history, and I never thought I would be alive to see what I'm seeing in America. But I am. And the only hope for our nation is the Lord Jesus Christ and sound doctrinal teaching being taught from pulpits and believers making good decisions to assemble in sound Bible teaching churches and growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. That's the key. That's more important now than ever before in our nation. Okay. The great parenthesis, Romans 9, 10, and 11. And we're in the first paragraph, Romans 9, 1 through 5, where we see the sorrow of the Apostle Paul. Romans 9, 1 through 3 sounds like this. I am communicating the aletheia, the absolute truth of the Word of God in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience bearing witness with me by the agency of the Spirit. That's the inspiration ministry of God the Holy Spirit. That I have a great sorrow and constant pain in my heart. For I could wish that I myself would be anathemaed, accursed, consequently separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my fellow countrymen, according to earthly descent. The more the Apostle Paul grew up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and attained the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, virtue, love brought to completion in his heart, the more sensitive he became to the tragedy of Israel and the Jewish people. To have such a fantastic spiritual heritage as the Jew and miss eternal salvation was almost more than Paul could bear. Both the formation of the Jewish race and the origin of the Jewish nation of Israel emphasizes the principle that Jesus Christ is the God of Israel. And therefore, to be a Jew and not to believe in Christ, the God of Israel, is overwhelming to the Apostle Paul. Paul sees the Jewish people as being so close to eternal salvation, and yet so far away. Paul's pain and burden persisted in proportion to the number of Jews who rejected Christ as their Savior. Now in Romans 9, 4 and 5, the incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel. And this incomparable spiritual heritage of Israel is given in six parts. Part one, the adoption as sons. Part two, the Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory, well, that's the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling in the Holy of Holies above the Ark of the Covenant. Part three, the unconditional covenants, Abrahamic, Palestinian, also the real estate covenant, Davidic and New Covenants, the giving of the Mosaic Law, the temple service, and the promises. And that's in verse four. Verse four sounds like this. Who are Israelites, to whom belongs part one, the adoption as adult sons, part two, the Shekinah glory, Jesus Christ and the Holy of Holies. Part three, the covenants, the unconditional covenants. And part four, the giving of the Mosaic Law. And part five, sacred service. And part six, the promises. And then we started summarizing that. And last Sunday, I gave you 5 points. I told you you had to come back for point six. Well, good job. Good job. You made it. Point one, Paul realizes the incomparable spiritual heritage of the Jewish people. Point two, this incomparable spiritual heritage of the Jew in the past has been ignored and distorted into a system of works, legalism, and great self-righteousness in the time of the Apostle Paul. Paul realizes that the Jews in his day have a major problem of arrogance, self-righteousness, and distortion of the Mosaic Law into a system of works for salvation. And he teaches this. He taught it in Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, which says, "Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified," and the verb there is dikaiō. D-I-K-A-I-O, long O, dikaiō. Now, there's several words related to the verb. The verb is dikaiō. You often see it in your Bible, justified. What does it really say? Well, there is the adjective dikaios. D-I-K-A-I-O-S. Dikaios means righteous. Righteous. And then you have the noun. The noun is dikaiosune. Looks like that in the Greek. D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N. Long E, that's the noun. Dikaios is the adjective, righteous. Dikaiosune is the noun, righteousness. Righteousness. So dikaios, righteous. Dikaiosune, righteousness. And then our verb, dikaiō. And it means to declare one to be righteous. To declare you to be righteous because you have the imputed righteousness of God at the moment of faith in Jesus Christ. There's only one way to be declared plus R, to be declared righteous, and that is to believe in Christ. And so we have Galatians 2:16. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not dikaiaoed, he's not declared absolute righteousness by the works of the law, by the works of the Mosaic law. But he is declared righteous through faith in Christ Jesus. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be declared righteous, dikaiō, by faith in Christ and not by the works of the Mosaic law. Since by the works of the Mosaic law shall no flesh, ume, double negative, ume, no flesh will be declared righteous. Impossible. Your human works, your self-righteousness will never result in you having the righteousness of God and salvation. And we had all, and Paul sees all these Jewish people, they've distorted their incomparable spiritual heritage, distorted it into a system of legalism, works, and become very, very self-righteous. So Paul realizes that the Jews in his day have a major problem of arrogance, self-righteousness, and distortion of the Mosaic law into a system of works for salvation, Galatians 2:16. 4.4, this has caused Paul to have great sorrow and constant pain in his heart. Because either the Jew will believe in Jesus Christ, or God will have to administer temporal and eternal judgment on the unbelieving Jew. 5. The great illustration, or the typical illustration of this, is the rich young ruler. And that's in Matthew 19:16-22. We ended with that last time. Turn over there now. Matthew 19. The rich young ruler. The rich young ruler is a Jewish unbeliever. He's extremely self-righteous. He's very, very moral, and he's trusting in his good works for salvation. But he doesn't have any salvation. He's done a lot of good works, but he doesn't have any salvation. He is an unbeliever. Now, a man came up to Jesus and asked, Didaskalos. He doesn't believe he's the Messiah. He just thinks he's a good teacher. Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? What good work must I do to get eternal life? And then Jesus said, why do you ask me about what is good? And Jesus replied, there is only one. Only one who is intrinsically good. You have to be, that one is Jesus Christ himself. He's the only member of true humanity who's kept all the commandments and fulfilled them. He is intrinsically good. He's never failed at one of them. You have to be as good as God is. Perfection is required. You have to have the righteousness that comes from God. You have to have the righteousness that comes from God. And that only comes by faith in Christ, not by your works. He wanted to know what good work would demonstrate that he is righteous and qualified for God's kingdom. There is only one who is good. There is only one who has obeyed all the commandments, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he said, if you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Which ones? The man inquired, and he was all, can't wait to tell all the good things he's done. Jesus replied, do not murder. I'm in. I've never murdered. Ta-da! Do not commit adultery. I'm in. Never committed adultery. Ta-da! I'm really, really good. Do not steal. Oh, I've never stolen a thing. I'm in, I'm in. Do not give false testimony. I'm in, I haven't done that. Honor your father and mother. Oh, I totally honor my father and mother. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, he thinks he's done that. Now, he is the rich young ruler. We don't know how rich, but I would say he has billions. He is very, very rich. Love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, he loves himself. He loves himself very, very much. And he's very, very rich. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? And Jesus answered, just to show him that he hasn't fulfilled them. If you want to be perfect, if you want to be genuinely pleasing to God, then go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. The man was being asked to prove to have kept the commandments, especially one that says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. His unwillingness to do so showed him as a sinner who needed eternal salvation. And the thing is, the Apostle Paul saw this again and again and again and again. That's point five. Point six. The unbelieving Jew clings to the Mosaic law. The unbelieving Jew clings to the Mosaic law and the ritual of the past. He has ritual without reality. And that is totally meaningless and worthless and useless. The unbelieving Jew clings to the Mosaic law and the ritual of the past. He has ritual without reality, and that is totally meaningless, worthless, and useless. Seven, ritual without reality produces arrogance and self-righteousness. Ritual without reality produces arrogance and self-righteousness. Eight, self-righteousness deceives the unbeliever. Self-righteousness deceives the unbeliever. He thinks he is doing the will of God. He thinks he's doing the will of God, when in reality, he is carrying out the lie of Satan. He thinks he's doing the will of God when in reality he is carrying out the lie of Satan. 9. Legalism erroneously assumes that human self-righteousness is equivalent to God's absolute righteousness. Legalism erroneously assumes that human self-righteousness is equivalent to God's absolute righteousness. However, it should be remembered that the failure of some Jews does not cancel nor abrogate the faithfulness of God. However, it should be remembered that the failure of some Jews does not cancel nor abrogate the faithfulness of God. God's faithfulness to Israel will continue throughout history and will reach its climax at the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fulfillment of the unconditional covenants to believing Israel. While every generation of history has its unbelievers, such unbelief does not cancel the absolute righteousness and perfect justice of God, nor does it neutralize his faithfulness to the believer. 11, grace is never canceled by the failure of those who reject grace. Grace is never canceled by the failure of those who reject grace. Twelve, grace is never neutralized by what others do or fail to do. Grace is never neutralized by what others do or fail to do. 13. Grace continues to be the policy of the plan, the will, and the purpose of God. Grace continues to be the policy of the plan, the will, and the purpose of God. 14. God's faithfulness is based on God's integrity, his absolute righteousness and perfect justice. God's faithfulness is based on God's integrity, his absolute righteousness and perfect justice, not on what we do or fail to do. 15. Lack of integrity in mankind does not cancel the integrity of God. Lack of integrity in mankind does not cancel the integrity of God. 16. Justification, that is, being declared righteous, having the righteousness of God, only exists when God imputes his righteousness to the one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Justification, dikaiō, being declared absolute righteousness, only exists when God imputes his righteousness to the one who simply believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn over to Romans 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been dikaiō, declared righteous by faith, faith in Christ, we have peace with God, reconciliation, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. We'll take our break, and when we come back, the Eucharist, the Lord's table.